The macro story is now well rehearsed. $4+ trillion of committed AI capex has to be repaid. And the most plausible source of repayment is displaced white-collar labor cost. Whether or not the capex bet itself pays off, the spend exists, and exposed firms get squeezed. The interesting question for any individual operator is not whether the squeeze happens. It is whether your firm absorbs it or gets absorbed by it. The shape of the answer is firm level, not industry level. Two competitors in the same vertical can face the same external pressure and end the cycle in opposite places. The variable that decides which one is you isn't market structure. It is five internal factors that most leadership teams have never measured. Five firm-level factors that decide the outcome. Capital discipline. Are you spending on AI like it is fashion, or like every dollar has to clear a hurdle rate? Discipline today buys runway when the squeeze hits. Process liquidity. How quickly can you actually restructure a workflow? Not a project plan to restructure it, the actual restructure. Most firms confuse the two. Talent density at the top. When the squeeze forces hard calls, do you have people in the room who have made hard calls before? Talent at the top is more decisive than headcount in the middle. Second wave patience. The first wave of AI displacement is the obvious one. The second wave, restructured competitors with new cost structures, is where most firms get killed. Surviving the second wave requires the patience to invest through the first. Exposure awareness. Do you know, by function and by line item, where your margin is most exposed? Most leadership teams cannot name their three most exposed cost pools without consulting a deck. How exposure plays out in three patterns. The slow bleed. Margin erodes 1 BPS at a time. No single quarter is alarming. 2 years in, the firm is structurally less profitable, and the board is asking what happened. The answer is, nothing in particular. Every individual decision was reasonable. The aggregate was the squeeze. The forced restructure. A restructured competitor wins three large RFPs at a price point that does not work for your cost base. Suddenly, the boardroom is talking about layoffs from a defensive crouch rather than a strategic posture. The cost of being late. The quiet absorption. The firm with capital discipline, process liquidity, and exposure awareness uses the squeeze to compound. Margins expand, talent attracts, and the next investment cycle starts from a stronger base. Boring on the outside, dangerous to compete with. The first move. Before any AI strategy session, do the exposure inventory. Take your top 10 cost pools, rank them by how much of the cost is white-collar labor doing work that an agent could do today. The top three are your exposure. If you cannot name them in the meeting, you have your answer about exposure awareness, and the rest of the conversation should be about that. The margin thesis assessment formalizes this across 25 questions and 5 dimensions. The output is not a forecast. It is a posture across capital, process, talent, patience, and awareness, and a read on which of the three patterns above you are tracking toward.